This is Q2, and welcome to Hammered. My name is Jed Disler, and I'm a composer, pianist, and a bona fide keyboard maven. And today's show is all about my mentors.
Thank you.
This is Q2, and I'm your host, Jed Disler, composer, pianist, writer, and serious keyboard maven. We just heard Eleanor Rigby, played on the toy piano by Margaret Lang Tan, and before that was a piece of mine that was originally for toy piano, but I rearranged it for what Margaret Lang Tan likes to call the adult piano. And during the next hour on Hammered, we're going to pay tribute to my many musical mentors. In college, I was kind of torn between classical and jazz. For example, I liked jazz pianists whose playing had a very strong compositional fiber, but I liked classical pianists whose playing had the spontaneous and flexible feeling of the jazz guys. And that's what specifically attracted me to people like Stanley Cowell and Robert Helps, who you're going to hear right now.
Thank you.
This is Q2, and I'm your host, Jed Disler, this hour on Hammered. That was David Del Tredici's Opposites Attract, which I'm proud to say he dedicated to me when he wrote it back in 1996. Before that, we heard Piano Song by David Maslanka, who's a composer who I think is one of the five most undervalued composers in America. But perhaps I'm prejudiced because I studied composition with him when I was a kid. Next, we hear music of Bill Evans and Art Tatum. And the first job that I had in New York was actually transcribing their improvised solos for publication. And I still get asked about these quite a lot. And listening back, I sort of can't believe I actually listened to these recordings and wrote down all of the notes.
Thank you.
This is Q2, and I'm your host, Jed Disler, this hour on Hammered. We just heard Jerome Kern's Yesterdays in a transcription that I made from a 1949 recording by Art Tatum, played by Stephen Mayer. Next, music by the composer-pianist Frederick Zhevsky, who I first got to know in the mid-1970s when he was living in New York. And when I first heard his music, I knew immediately that I wanted to be a composer and pianist when I grew up. And we're going to listen to a piece of his and a piece of mine back to back.
A history of money. All human interaction, human intercourse is a calculated, calculable exchange. Once upon a time, before time, there was no money. Once upon a time, before time, there was no money. So men and women bartered your wheel for my spear, your rabbit for my figs, your cattle for my daughter. And God saw that it was not good. And God said, let there be time. Once upon a time, after time, there was no money. Once upon a time, after time, there was no money. But there was time. And time is money. And money is time. Your wheel for my spear now, your freshly killed rabbit for my ripe figs, your fattened cattle for my 12-year-old daughter. And God saw that it was not good, and God said, let there be gold. Once upon a time in the 2nd century BC, once upon a time in the 2nd century BC, there was gold, and money was worth its weight in gold, because it was gold. Your wheel for my gold today, and your gold for my spear tomorrow. Your freshly killed rabbit for my gold today, and your gold for my figs next week, your fattened cattle for my gold today, and your gold for my 12-year-old daughter when she turns 13. And Sir Isaac Newton saw that it was no good. And Sir Isaac Newton said, let there be a gold standard. Once upon a time in the 18th century BC, once upon a time in the 18th century, there was a gold standard. Once upon a time in the 18th century, there was a gold standard. Gold was the middleman. Gold was the go-between, the connection, the all-purpose metaphor. And the value of money was dependent on the amount of gold in Fort Knox, I think. But there was too much gold, or not enough gold, or I can't remember. It's very, very complicated. And besides, men and women were confused.
And Richard Milhouse Nixon saw that it was not good. And Richard Milhouse Nixon said, let there be no gold standard.
And so today, money unmoored from the gold standard is valueless. It isn't made of gold. It doesn't refer to gold. It doesn't refer to anything. Today, money is worth only what we say it's worth. Money is an international conspiracy. Money is a metaphor for a metaphor. Money is make-believe. Money is fiction. Money is fiction.
This is Jet Disler on Hammered for Q2. We just heard a piece of mine called A Brief History of Money. It comes from a piano theater work called The Gold Standard with text by Ed Schmidt. And before that, Frederick Shevsky, the composer and pianist, played Which Side Are You On? From his Four North American Ballads. And that comes from a rather hard-to-find 1980 recording on the Vanguard label. This show has been devoted to my musical mentors and heroes. And I suppose we do have to include Beethoven among my heroes. But since we don't have too much time left, and I don't have the time to play all 32 Beethoven sonatas, I'll just have to reduce all of them to 1 minute. Here we go.